And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is competition. My first guest wrote the book on competition and why one performer excels while another one clutches. He discussed his latest book titled Clutch. My next guest will discuss Cyber Monday. She'll inform us about the competition between retailers to lure customers and the competition among consumers to find the best deal. If you're interested in Cyber Monday or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Dr. Kiasol Yang is an associate professor of merchandising at the University of North Texas. Dr. Yang is an expert on online shopping tools, mobile shopping, mobile retailing services, consumer issues in electronic market environments, e-merchandising, and the use of mobile data services. She received her PhD and her master's in retail and consumer services from the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, and she received her bachelor's of science in French, of all things, at Wonkwang University in South Korea. Welcome to the show, Dr. Yang. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today, because this is a very busy day. It's Cyber Monday. For you, this is like the Super Bowl of days. So I want to just lay some groundwork here. First of all, Cyber Monday, the term, has not been around all that long. In fact, shop.org, which is part of the National Retail Federation, first coined the term back in 2005, so it's really only about 5 years old.
Right.
And they coined the term after research showed that 77% of their online retailers reported a significant increase in sales on the Monday after Thanksgiving back in 2004.
Okay.
Now, those were the days when most offices had high-speed internet access, but homes didn't. Today, most homes have high-speed internet access. So my first question to you is this. After only 5 years, has the term Cyber Monday lost its significance since most homes have high-speed internet access?
Yes, it is right in some aspect. Actually, it is reported that two-thirds of Americans, they have their broadband internet access at home. So it means that more consumers are exposed to online, and the high-speed internet connection makes online shopping easily without having technology difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, more consumers become confident in online shopping, and it reflects a 60% online sales increase over 2009. So actually, regardless of the level of internet speed, connection, and where they access the internet, consumers who want to get a Cyber Monday deal, they will stay online via home or work computers, even their smartphone. Therefore, the original term of Cyber Monday in 2005 is slightly different today. But so we can simply redefine the Cyber Monday shopping as a Black Friday shopping extension to Monday on the internet.
Well, and that's an interesting point, Dr. Yang. I'm glad you brought that up, because that sort of leads me into my next line of thinking, which is, even though high-speed access has become more common at home, retailers have adapted to that changing high-speed access at home. They realize that Cyber Monday is important, but not because everybody rushes to their office to buy something now, that it's a new type of strategy. So talk to us a little bit about how retailers have adapted their strategies for Cyber Monday. I mean, you mentioned that it's an extension of Black Friday. How is that so?
So, actually, this year, they already aggressively promoted their Black Friday shopping. And while they promote their Black Friday shopping, they also promoted their Cyber Monday shopping at the same time. So when you visit the retailer's website, they also created their Cyber Monday webpage section to promote the to alert their customers for the Cyber Monday deals. So for the retailers, they use every media to reach the customers to promote their Cyber Monday deals. So they use the social media such as Facebook page and Twitter, and also they send some mobile alert message to the customers to alert their Cyber Monday sales.
All right, so they're using Facebook, they're using Twitter, and that's cool. They're adapting social media to do this. But, I mean, how likely am I as a consumer, if I get a tweet on my mobile phone, how likely am I to go to their website and maybe buy whatever it is they're tweeting about?
Actually, they just sent to the link. They post the link to the Cyber Monday sales. The customers get to the Cyber Monday sale information, and they will go directly to the desk site. Via the mobile phone, now many websites, they create their mobile version website. So customers can make a purchase through their mobile phone, mobile site.
Okay. All right. Now, I just want to get sort of a sense of the magnitude of how big Cyber Monday is. So, obviously, Cyber Monday 2010, we don't have any figures in yet because it's going on as we speak. But looking back to Cyber Monday of last year, how big an event is Cyber Monday in terms of dollars for retailers?
The last year, Cyber Monday sales increased up to 13%, and it reached $880 million the last year.
$880 million. Wow.
Yes. So, but in this year, the retailers are expecting more sale increase in this year because customers become confident in online purchasing, and many more retailers they promote the Cyber Monday sales. So we expect more sales increase in this year.
All right. And so, do you think it will crack $1 billion in Cyber Monday sales this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, $1 billion. That makes it very, very significant.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, some of these strategies that the retailers are putting together are very interesting. You mentioned the Facebook and the social media with Twitter and so forth. Are there any other strategies that they're putting together that really to drive consumers to specific websites for bargains?
Yeah, actually, the CyberMonday.com or CyberMonday.net, retailers, they participate in the Cyber Monday promotion consolidation site. That site gets all of the Cyber Monday sale information from the retailers, and they promote all of Cyber Monday sales on their one website. So customers may just go directly to the CyberMonday.com, and there are more than 700 retailers, they participate in that website, and they provide their promotion deal or pre-shipping deal at some promotion deal in their website. And this year, you also can find out that the CyberMondaySales.com, many retailers, they promote free shipping incentive promotion in the today because it is found that consumers are more likely to purchase products online if they are there is a free shipping incentive. So retailers know that the free shipping will encourage customers to purchase more today.
All right. We're talking to Dr. Kiasol Yang, everybody, who is a professor at the University of North Texas. We're talking about Cyber Monday. And Dr. Yang, it's very interesting. CyberMonday.com is a consolidation site for all of their or many of the Cyber Monday deals from 700 retailers. But are these small retailers, are these mom and pop stores, or are these brand names that people are going to know and want to buy from?
Yeah, they have their many retailers, they have their own online presence, and also they create a Facebook page, and they actually promote their deal on their Facebook page, which is they each to create it, each to build. Also, if they have their online presence, they just create their Cyber Monday pages.
All right. Very interesting. All right. So that's what the retailers are doing for Cyber Monday, which is very aggressive. They're getting very sophisticated in their promotions of Cyber Monday, linking it to Black Friday. From the consumer side, which many of the people listening to the sound of my voice and our voices together are going to hear from the consumer side, how are consumer strategies different this year than they have been when it comes to using Cyber Monday?
Yeah. Retailers, actually, customers become savvy, and they sometimes savvier than retailers. So they will use every media like retailers promote to their Cyber Monday sale. They also use every media to find out the best deal. Further, they will have their own internet stores of the promotion information, such as there are some promotion information sites such as PriceGabler.com and CouponSurfer.com and Saving.com. In their website, they also provide search for the promotion information that one website. So consumers will visit some familiar site where they previously used, and they also exchange the information each other to get the best deal for the Cyber Monday.
All right. Now, one of the complaints that, Dr. Yang, that we heard from retailers who owned brick-and-mortar stores was that Black Friday was always great because there were lots of people trooping through the stores, but then the sales didn't happen. A lot of people went and shopped at the stores to touch it, to feel it, to smell whatever product they were looking for, but they ended up buying online. Does that trend still continue today?
Yeah, they will maybe just search to get some price information, but they may be just postpone the buying their something in later today or later this week. But retailers, they try to give some try to promote some impulsive buying on today, like they use some clock counter to stimulate the consumers. This is the you have this short time period to purchase to get this best deal, this hot deal. So it actually stimulates them to make a purchase by today.
All right, so
time frame.
That's another retailer strategy that they're trying to get people to buy today by using a countdown. This sale is only good until such and such a time, and it ends at the end of today.
Right.
Very interesting. We're talking to Dr. Kiasol Yang, everybody, who's an associate professor at the University of North Texas. We're talking about Cyber Monday. And I have to ask you this, Dr. Yang, because in the olden days, you know, way back 10 years ago, my wife and I, our mailboxes around this time of the year would be flooded with catalogs, people wanting us to buy, And now with the Internet and specifically with Cyber Monday, what effect has that had on the catalog business in the United States?
Actually, most catalog business also went online to reach more consumers by taking advantage of Internet technology. Like most brick-and-mortar stores, they have their own online presence. Most catalog business have their online presence business also. So Internet technology just changed the way of doing the catalog business in America, but not hurt the catalog business.
It didn't hurt it, but it just changed the way in which the business is actually done. Interesting, an interesting development there. And now, Dr. Yang, you look at retailing not only in the United States, but really across the world, including your home country of South Korea.
You're right.
How is the United States, in terms of our retailing on Cyber Monday, how do we rank? Are we the most sophisticated, the least sophisticated, or somewhere in between?
Compared to the other countries?
Compared to other countries, that's right.
Actually, my country, the South Korea, they don't have a Cyber Monday sales. But compared to the some online shopping, the South Korea, which is a very small land, more country compared to the United States, the online shopping was better developed compared to the United States because there is not some complicated logistic problems in there, shipping problems in there. If we purchase the product today, we can get that product by tomorrow or maybe the other day. So many people frequently use online for shopping, and there are many best deals also come out from the many retailers on the Internet. So compared to the South Korea online shopping, the United States online shopping is kind of behind, but it because there's some kind of infrastructure of the geographic location of the country characteristics.
Interesting. We're talking to Dr. Kiasol Yang, everybody. We're talking about Cyber Monday. And now I want you to sort of give us a glimpse of the future. What's going to be happening with not only Cyber Monday, but all retailing online? Because applications for mobile phones are being developed, and they're really the next frontier for shoppers, not only to use on Cyber Monday, but the rest of the holiday season and throughout the year. You've done some research in this area. What are some of the leading companies like Amazon or Ralph Lauren or Sephora, which is a beauty and cosmetics company? What are they doing in the mobile arena?
Actually, the Amazon and also eBay and Ralph Lauren, Sephora, they are kind of pioneer of the mobile shopping applications. Like Amazon application provide some excellent interface to search by or add some items to the customer's wish list. And also, iPhone users can take a picture of a product they are interested in buying. And the Amazon mobile application can upload a picture to the Amazon, and Amazon also look for the match among its products. So if they find out that matching product, they send to the customers for email or update for the information. And Ralph Lauren is one of the first retailers to launch a mobile commerce service to enable customers buy products via their mobile phone. And the Ralph Lauren, they actually enable customers scan the barcode on their advertisement. If a customer scan the by their mobile phone and send that the code when they have their code on their mobile phone linked to the Ralph Lauren's product page. The customers instantly get the product information when they scan the product barcode.
Wow.
Yes. And Sephora, they provide a mobile service which enable customers easily browse product reviews when they are in the store. So actually, we know that the product review and customer review actually affect their customers' purchasing decisions. So customers want to check what other customers talk about, what the other customers review about that specific product in the stores. So when they have their mobile service, the mobile application on their mobile phone, they can actually check out the product reviews.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Dr. Yang, because I know you're in great demand today because it is Cyber Monday. I thank you for taking some time with us and discussing some of the changes that are happening in Cyber Monday. We've been talking to Dr. Kia Soul Yang, everybody, and we will be back with our next guest, actress Tippi Hedren, after this short break.